Good morning, everyone.
弟兄姐妹早安。
How is everybody doing this fine morning?
大家今天早上怎么样啊？
Only one person is good, Will.
只有一个人觉得很好。
Wow. Well, it's my honor and privilege to be here to stand before you today and to bring God's word.
是我的荣幸可以在这边与大家分享神的话语。
And I hope that today you leave encouraged as well as leave blessed.
那我希望今天大家离开这里的时候是感到被鼓舞，然后是非常的有喜乐的。
But in our church, over this year, we've started the conversation of pursuing holiness, perfecting holiness.
那我们教会今年的主题就是在追求圣洁，追求在神里面完全的圣洁。
And that's only out of reverence to God, correct?
那这是只有神可以给我们的。
Because the big thing that we realize as people is that we will never become holy by our own doing.
因为我们知道，我们凭自己，不论我们做什么，都没有办法达到圣洁。
It's only by the work of God within us that we can even grasp this understanding of holiness.
也只有依靠神的恩典，只有在神里面，我们可以，甚至我们可以得到圣洁，或者我们可以，来知道何为圣洁。
But sometimes we might not understand what the word holy means.
其实很多时候，我们甚至不太知道圣洁这两个字到底是什么意思。
Because we can attribute the word holy and use it for anything that we want to.
有时候我们会把圣洁归因，或是归就是归类到别的事情上，哦，甚至是我们自己想要的事情上。
Or maybe it's not that we say something's holy, but we treat it as it is something that is holy.
那有的时候我们并没有说什么事情是圣洁的，但是我们却把它当作像我们对它的态度就好像它是圣洁的，是的。
Holy is something special.
圣洁。是一个很特别的事情。
Holy is something sacred.
圣洁是指某一个东西，它非常的神圣。
Holy has the characteristic of something or someone that is good and perfect.
圣洁可以说是某个东西，它非常的好，它是完美的，是这样的一个特质。
And I would say all of those definitions of holy.Are true, but we attribute that term to things that should never be attributed that term.
那刚刚我们提到那些对于圣洁的定义，其实都是对的。但是要注意的是，很多时候我们把圣洁把它归因给一些我们不应该归因的事情。
I fear that our understanding of holiness is tainted.
我其实很担心，我们很多时候对圣洁的了解。其实是被污染的。
Our comprehension of holiness is imperfect.
我们对于圣洁的这个了解或是认识是有瑕疵的，是有限的。
Because I believe that only God can be given that description as holy.
因为我们相信只有神，也唯有神，可以让我们真正的明白到何为圣洁。
And if it's based on natural man's understanding, our view of holiness is insufficient.
如果我们是凭着自己天然人的这种人的了解或认识，那我们对于圣洁的认知是很有限，是不完全的。
God is the one who brings meaning to holiness.
神是唯一把就是把圣洁让圣洁有意义是唯有神。
And on this earth, you will find no equivalent.
在这个世界上，我们没有办法找到任何其他可以相提并论的。
In all of creation, you will find no equivalent to God and His holiness.
在所有被造这个被造的世界，所有的被造物当中，我们没有办法找到任何可以与神的圣洁相提并论。
And I believe God's holiness.Shines like the sun that we feel every day, every morning shines on us.
而我们也相信神的圣洁就像太阳的光照在我们身上，神的圣洁也就像光照耀我们。
And everything that God's holiness shines on has the opportunity to become holy. Everyone that light shines on has the opportunity to to become holy.
任何人或人事物如果被神的圣洁的光所照耀到，就有机会可以成为圣洁。
But just like this picture on the screen,
就像我们现在在屏幕上所看到这个图片，
we as imperfect people,
我们身为不完美的人，
cannot receive this holiness unless it is God that we accept.
我们没办法接受这样子的圣洁，除非是透过神或者靠着神我们来接受。
Psalms 96, 7 to 9 speaks of the holiness of God.
在诗篇96篇7到9节里面有提到神的关于神的圣洁。
It says this, you may follow along on the screen, I'll read in English.
那牧师会念英文的经节，请大家可以看着屏幕上的中文经文。
Ascribe to the Lord, O families of the peoples, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength.Ascribe to the Lord the glory due His name. Bring an offering and come into His courts. Worship the Lord in His splendor of holiness. Tremble before Him, all the earth. That passage gives us a glimpse into God's holiness.
刚刚这个经文可以帮助我们，可以稍微的看见，可以帮助我们看见神的圣洁为何。
Nothing, like I said before, nothing in creation compares to God's holiness. He is perfect, He is pure, He is goodness.
刚刚提到，所有的被造物当中，没有一个可以与神的圣洁来相提并论，因为神是完美，是完全的圣洁。
And I'm going to say something to you that you've heard many times.And that I've heard many times, but unless we have a proper view of this, we might misunderstand it.
我接下来要告诉大家的是，大家已经听过耳熟能详，我也听过很多次。但是如果你对这件事情或对神没有真正的认识认知，那你可能不明白你常听到的这件事情。
And that is that God is holy.
那就是我们的神是圣洁的。
And we've heard that many times, God is holy.
我们经常听到神是圣洁的。
And from the description of what we just talked about at the very beginning, His holiness is not, we don't have that naturally as people.
就像在经文里面提到的，我们天然人，我们身为有限的人，我们并不是与生俱来就可以有那样的圣洁。
We are a fallen version of how God created us to be.
我们是虽然是按着神的样式，就是按着神的旨意创造，但是我们是堕落的。
And what happened in that garden with Adam and Eve, we all know about, but they ate that fruit and sin came into the world.
我们都知道，在伊甸园，亚当和夏娃犯罪，吃了分别善恶树的果子，然后就犯罪堕落。
The first thing they felt was guilt, shame, right?
在他们吃了那果子之后，他们首先马上就发现自己赤身露体，感到羞耻。
Guilt and shame have nothing to do with holiness.
如果就是你感到羞耻，你就知道自己是与圣洁没有无分，与圣洁无分。
So understand that God is holy and we are not.
所以我们要了解的是，神是圣洁，而我们凭自己并不是。
God can only have holiness in His presence.
神只接受圣洁与他同在。
And in history, God had a special plan for the nation of Israel, like many of us know.
在历史当中，神其实对他所拣选的以色列民族有特别的计划。
Through a covenant made with Abraham, God promised that His descendants would be His chosen people.
那透过他与神与亚伯拉罕的约，他就是这个约，他是应许亚伯拉罕的后裔可以是神所拣选的民族，然后可以与神同在。
And so through history, we see God carry out that promise. When we focus back on Moses,
那我们也看到，就是在历史的我们从历史中可以看到， 神确实是特别的，就是拣选以色列这个民族，然后我们也知道摩西的故事。
And so Moses was raised up right in the midst of the Egyptian culture.
那摩西他是在埃及的这个文化当中，埃及的这个文化背景当中来成长。
And because Israel grew and grew and grew, Egypt decided to put them into slavery.
那由于以色列民族当时在埃及，他们非常的兴旺，以至于埃及人或者埃及法老决定就是让他们为奴。
And because of that slavery, Egypt was just so cruel and wrong and mistreating the Israelites.
那在埃及人奴役以色列人的那个时期，他们对以色列人是非常的残忍，非常的不堪。
And so God looked at their suffering, and he told them long before that he was going to carry them into the promised land, correct? But God saw their suffering, and the time was set up perfectly for this man Moses to rise up.
那神看到以色列人所遭遇的苦难，神也早就应许他们会带他们进入应许之地，所以神在他所选定的时间兴起了他的仆人摩西。
So Moses growing up in the house of Pharaoh.
那摩西是在法老的殿中成长。
Brought into the family through his offspring. He was brought into the family through his offspring, Pharaoh's offspring.
他是被法老的女儿所领养，所以带到宫中来领养来抚养他。
Moses sees his people mistreated.
然后摩西看到他的民族，民族，然后是被虐待的。
And he kills one of the guards who was mistreating one of the slaves.
所以当他看到埃及人有一个埃及人在虐待以色列人，他就把那埃及人给杀了。
And we all know what happens next. He flees to Midian, gets out of Egypt, and is in some ways running away from what he did.
那我们也都知道接下来发生的事情，他就逃离了埃及，逃到了旷野当中。某种程度上，他也是逃离他所犯的这个罪行，所做的事情。
But the great thing, it's not just that part of the story. The great thing is that God was present every step of the way. He knew what was going to be happening.
那其实最在人看来最伟大的事情，不是就是神漠视了这事情，而是在这些事情发生的过程，神都知道，神也看见。
And if you really study the research and archaeology and stuff like that, and see all the evidence and stuff like that of Israel and Egypt and this. Same thing that happened, as God's word says, happened. It's amazing.
那神也都预知这些事情发生。那如果各位有对考古或是对历史有研究，可以看到，就是我们所能发现的，我们所能查到的历史，都是与神的这些应许是相符合的。
But I think the most amazing thing that we see in that historical account is that God's presence and holiness is revealed to Moses.
然后我们可以知道，如果就是大家对就是经文或是对历史有了解，我们看到这当中最叫人可以开我们眼界的，就是看到神的同在以及神的圣洁，他如何显现，向摩西来显现。
Exodus 3, we're going to look there.
那我们要来看出埃及记的第三章。
Now Moses was tending the flock of Jethro, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian.And he led the flock to the far side of the wilderness and came to Horeb, the mountain of God. There, the angel of the Lord appeared to him in flames of fire from within the bush. Moses saw that though the bush was on fire, it did not burn up. So Moses thought, I will go over there and see this strange sight, why the bush does not burn up. So this part of the passage is interesting. It gets Moses' attention.
那经文已经打在投影幕上，这边提到就是看到荆棘在燃烧，但是并没有烧掉，这个就是让摩西注意到这件事情。
And we know who this messenger or angel of God is. The messenger of the Lord is actually Jesus himself.
那这里所提到神的使者来显现，这个神的使者他不只是一个信差，不只是一个天使，这边这个神的使者其实就是耶稣。
So it's not just an angel that's present.Because as you continue to read, you see that it is God Himself that is present.
那所以这边并不是只是一个天使来向摩西显现，是神他自己来，就是你如果往下读的话，你会发现是神他自己来向摩西显现。
And as we continue to read, you're going to see what happens next.
然后我们可以继续看下去。
When the Lord saw that he had gone over to look, God called him from within the bush, Moses, Moses. And Moses said, Here I am. Do not come any closer, God said. Take off your sandals, for the place where you're standing is holy ground. Then he said, I am the God of your father, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. At this moment, Moses hid his face.Because he was afraid to look at God.
经文在投影幕上。
God can only have holiness in his presence.
神只允许圣洁可以与他同在。
God is holy, right?
神是圣洁，是吗？
And we are not.
而我们不是。
So he could not enter into his presence unless he was prepared, unless he was ready.
所以摩西并不能直接进入到神的同在或者到神的面前，除非他是 有预备或是 有一些动作。
What if Moses was just to see that bush and be like, Whoa, that's cool, I'm going to run right over there and see what it is.
如果摩西没有做任何的预备，如果他只是看到有火在燃烧荆棘，他就冲过去看，会怎么样呢？
If he was to get close without being ready, without being prepared, he would have died.
如果他就直接冲到那前面，然后没有做任何的预备，没有做任何的动作，那他会死。
So God says, stop.
所以神告诉他停止。
Remove your sandals.
不要进前来，把你的脚上的鞋脱下来。
For where you're standing, you're on holy ground.
因为你所站 之地是圣地。
In God's presence, nothing.Unholy can be present.
在神的显现，神的同在当中，没有任何不圣洁的东西可以站立得住。
And we can be like, oh man, this holiness of God, God is just so arrogant. He is just so prideful. What a horrible God.
我们可能会有人觉得，哇，这个神这么挑剔，他是不是太自大，是不是太骄傲了？这个神真的是好的神吗？
But if we don't understand that His holiness is goodness, we're going to have a lot of issues with our theology.
如果我们不能了解神的圣洁是一件好事，那我们对于神的道理，我们是会有很多的问题。
Let's think about what happened in this situation.
我们再来想想刚刚提到这个情境。
Is God just saying, No, Moses, you can't come in my presence?
如果神告诉摩西不要进前来，你不能，你就是不能直接这样过来。
Or did he stop first and then invite him?
他刚是直接就是不让摩西靠近，还是他是告诉摩西说你停住，然后接着他发出了邀请，邀请摩西靠近。
He invites us.
他邀请摩西，他也邀请我们。
But the very great thing about God, when we are in His presence.This fear, this desire, knowing that we're not good enough, starts to overcome us.
当你真正认识神的时候，当你知道要进入神的同在的时候，我们里面也许我们里面会有畏惧，会有害怕，因为我们知道神是完美的。那我们是会羞愧的，我们是不敢靠近。
So Moses hides his face. He's afraid of what's happening. He's afraid because he's in the presence of God Almighty, the holy, perfect, and good one.
所以摩西是蒙上脸，因为他怕看到神，因为他怕看到这毫无罪、毫无瑕疵、完美圣洁的神。
And the prophet Isaiah has a similar experience when he encounters God.
先知以赛亚，当他经历神的时候，他也有类似的反应。
In Isaiah 6:5, Isaiah is there and he's having this vision and this presence of God and he says to God, Woe! Woe to me! I am unworthy! I am ruined!
所以在以赛亚书六章里面这里有提到，当以赛亚看到了异象，当他经历了与神的同在的时候，他是 他是对神说，我祸灾，我灭亡了，因为我是嘴唇不洁的人。然后就是我 他就承认自己的不配。
Do you see why I think that we misunderstand God? We misunderstand His holiness.
所以大家可以体会到为什么我一开始有提到我们并没有真正了解神的圣洁，或是我们可能误解了何为真正的圣洁。
Because anyone that comes in His presence is immediately exposed and feels like they're not worthy.
因为当你真正认识神的圣洁的时候，任何人在神的同在的时候，都会感到自己的一切的不配都，就是自己一切不好的地方都被暴露出来了。然后应该会感到自己是不配得的。
Ephesians 5:13 says, But all things are exposed, are made manifest by the light, for whatever makes manifest is light.
以弗所书5:14
Ephesians.
Ephesians.哦，以弗所书5:13这里提到，凡事受了责备，就被光显明出来，因为一切能显明的就是光。
Do you understand what is happening? What that verse is talking about?
大家知道这节经文在说什么吗
？Just like they're covering their face, the light, glory, and holiness of God exposes the corruption within us.
就像摩西，就像以赛亚遮住他们的脸，或者是他们感到羞愧。神的圣洁，圣洁的光照耀我们的时候，我们所有的不配，所有的不堪都会被显明出来。
When we celebrated 2 weeks ago the resurrection of Jesus Christ, those soldiers posted at the tomb, what happened to them when they saw the glory?
当我们两周前在庆祝复活节的时候，我们也有提到，就是看守啊耶稣坟墓的兵丁。当他们见识到就是神的圣洁的时候，他们发生了什么事
？Whatever God's light shines on, whatever His glory shines on, becomes holy.
所有的就是神的圣洁的光照耀到的东西，都可以变为圣洁。
So even the presence of the angels, even the presence of Jesus Himself, they fell afraid.
所以当他们看到了就是天使或者是耶稣。的圣洁的光的时候，他们就感到害怕。
But I think this is the greatest thing about God.
但是我认为这也是就是非常好的一件事情。
Even though nothing on this earth or in creation can compare to His holiness, even though nothing compares.
虽然没有任何一样事物、一个人可以与神的圣洁来相比。
God invites us into His presence.
神他却邀请我们能够进入他的同在。
But we can't come into His presence without being cleansed first.
但是如果我们没有先被洁净，我们没办法来到神的面前。
We must understand in holiness, the holiness of God exposes our sin.We can't look at His glory because of our imperfect beings, our imperfect selves. We are exposed.
神的圣洁，神的光照耀我们，我们所有的不堪都会被显露，所以我们是没办法直视神的，我们没办法与神同。
The Bible talks about how our sins weigh us down, how our sins keep us in chains, how before Jesus you are a slave.To that sin.
圣经里面提到我们在耶稣来之前我们如何被罪的枷锁所辖制那个罪如何把我们往下拉我们没办法来到神的面前
Do we understand why it's so important as Christians that we understand sin?
所以大家要知道我们身为基督徒我们要认识到何为罪是如何的重要
I'm sorry, but I am just so tired of hearing of people, Christians, preaching a message that is not of Jesus.
我身为基督徒，我时常感到，就是听到就是有些基督徒他们会就是用错误的方式来表达罪或是与 耶稣啊，来耶稣与罪的关系。
Because in our world today, I believe in the church, lies have crept in saying that certain sins are okay.
因为在这个世界上，在即便在教会当中，有时候我们也会听到一些啊假消息或者假的信息，是在说有些罪是可以接受的。
I want us to understand this very clearly, okay? Every one of us is a sinner.
我要在这边向大家重申，我们每一个人都是罪人。
Because of our sin, we need it, a savior.
也因为我们每个人都有罪，我们需要一位救赎主。
Church, please do not water down sin to say, oh, you know what? It's okay for you.
弟兄姐妹们，请大家记得，我们千万不要轻看了我们的罪。不要把我们最大的结果把它稀释了，甚至告诉我们的弟兄姐妹，没关系，这只是小罪。
In your own life, in my own life, be careful that we don't rationalize our sin.
大家请记得，在我们的生命当中，在你我我们的生命当中，我们千万不要合理化我们的罪。
If we think, if we live, if we encourage or promote or agree with sin, then let's just tear down that cross and go home.
如果在我们的生命当中，我们有任何的对于任何的不论是什么样的罪行，对于任何一样罪，如果我们觉得可以接受、可以接纳、可以把它合理化，那我们干脆就把我们的十字架拆掉，我们就回家算了。
Because if you truly encounter God,His holiness will show your condemnation, your sin, your struggles. They are exposed by His light.
因为当我们见主面的时候，他的荣光照耀我们一切的罪，一切的不堪都会显露出来。
And it leaves every person in this world with only two choices when they meet God.
所以这就在这个审判的时候，全世界所有的人都只有两条路可以去。
You can't be morally good and go to heaven.
你不能因为你觉得自己的道德纯正，或者你很有道德，就可以上天堂。
You can't just do all the right things and make it in His presence.
你也不能只凭自己来做一些好的事情，就觉得可以在神面前站立得住。
Because everything that we are is corrupt.
因为我们身为人，所有我们所拥有的就是罪性，就是腐败的。
Church.Don't misunderstand sin.
所以弟兄姐妹们，千万不要误解了什么是罪。
If you misunderstand sin, it paints a picture of God that isn't true.
如果你误解了何为罪，那你所认识的这位神也是假的，也是一个假象而已。
I'm afraid that the church, God's people today, in that watering down and taking it lightly, the thing of sin, that we have misled the world.
如果我们身为就是神的教会在地上，如果我们今天合理化一些罪，或者我们没有真正意识到罪的严重性，那我们也就是在误导这个世界。
Because when we water down sin, we water down our need for Jesus.
因为今天当我们稀释了这个罪的严重性，我们其实我们也就稀释了，或者我们也就看清了耶稣对我们的重要性。
Church, God is holy.
神的教会应该是要是圣洁的。
And only holiness can be in His presence.
只有成为圣洁才可以与神同在。
It's why it's so important we understand this.
这是为什么这个很重要，我们必须要来了解。
This should change the way we live.
因为当你真正的认知到何为圣洁，何为罪，我们这个会改变我们的生命，我们的生活方式。
Because like Ephesians says, His light exposes the darkness.
就像在以弗所书三章里面所提到，他的光会照耀，把一切显明出来。
Our sins are exposed by His holiness.
我们的罪在神的圣洁面前会显露出来。
And for time's sake, I am not going to read through all of Exodus 19 like I was planning to.
那其实我们接下来要看的是出埃及记的第十九章，但是因为时间的关系，我们不会一一念过去。
But I will glance at Exodus 19, 16 and 19. It's the next slide over.
但是我们会很简会看一下当中很重要的部分。
In God's preparation of His nation,
在神预备他所拣选的国度。
God was going to represent Himself on Mount Sinai before all of the people.
那神原本是要在西乃山上向所有的人来显现。
And we know the history of what happened as they're wandering out of Egypt. They started to complain. They started to want to say, I want to go back to Egypt. At least we had stuff that we needed, right? Because they were complaining that they were hungry and no food.
但是我们从经文中也读到，也知道，当以色列人出了埃及的时候，他们开始有抱怨，他们甚至说他们宁可回到埃及为奴，至少那边还有东西吃。
And so they're like, you know what, we've been really hoping to get out of Egypt. We've been really hoping not to be slaves anymore. Oh God, why aren't you here? And then once he came, they started to complain about being there.
所以在他们出埃及之前，他们在向神呼求他们所受的虐待，所受的逼迫，他们祈求神来拯救他们。当神来救赎他们的时候，他们却又开始抱怨，就是他们所在的处境。
God is patient. I'm so thankful that he's patient.
我很感谢，还好神是很有耐心的。
I can't look at Israel and be like, oh goodness, Israel, you guys are ridiculous.
我们也许会看着经文，然后会觉得这些以色列人在搞什么？你们真是太夸张了。
I've had my moments of where I'm like, God, please have this, and then it's happening. I'm like, oh God, I don't like this.
但是其实我自己也有这样的经历。当我向神祈求一些事情，当神来成就的时候，我却又开始抱怨，为什么会是这样？
It's because we experience things sometimes and our imperfect way of thinking and view of things can get in the way, right?
因为我们是有罪的，有时候我们这些不完美或者我们这些有缺陷的脑袋，当我们用我们的眼光来看神所成就的事情的时候，我们有时候没办法理解。
But our holy and patient God was meeting with his chosen people on that mountain.
那我们的圣洁
patient and holy.
我们的圣洁但又有耐心的神，他当时是要在西乃山上来见他所拣选的子民，就是以色列人。
And so he instructs Moses to tell Israel, "Do not even come close to the foot of that mountain."
他在西乃山上告诉摩西，叫摩西转告以色列人不要靠近西乃山。
And so he told him to go.Have them prepare themselves, have them cleanse themselves, and then come at least close to the foot of the mountain so they could see and experience God, see what he was going to do with Moses.
所以他本意是要叫他们自洁，洁净自己，然后在靠近西乃山的山脚，至少他们可以从山下举目往上看，也许可以看到就是神要来向摩西所启示的。
And so as I read verses 16 and 19, I would like you to follow along on the screen as I read that.
那牧师会念出埃及19章16到19节，请大家看屏幕上的经文。
On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain, and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. God's presence, right?Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke, and the voice of God answered him. Verse 20, The Lord descended to the top of the Mount Sinai, called Moses to the top of the mountain.So Moses went up, and the Lord said to him, Go down and warn the people so they do not force their way through to see the Lord, and many of them perish. Even the priests who approach the Lord must consecrate themselves, or the Lord will break out against them. Moses said to the Lord, The people cannot come up the Mount Sinai because you yourself warned us, put limits around the mountain and set it apart as holy.Do you think we understand this in our personal lives today?
大家觉得我们今天在我们自己的生活当中，我们是不是真的有意识到或是认知到何为神的圣洁？
Some of the biggest things we focus on about God is that He's gracious, is that He's Loving is that he's good, and that's all true.
很多时候我们常提到，就是神是有怜悯，他是慈爱的神，这些都是对的。
But let's not forget he's holy.
但是请大家也不要忘了，我们的神是圣洁的神。
He is perfect.
他是完美的。
And nothing unholy can be in his presence.
任何不纯洁、不圣洁的人事物都不能在神的面前站立。
And that as Christians, our lives should reflect a proper and healthy fear of God.
所以我们身为基督徒，我们的生命应该要能够显现有一个正常、一个健康的对神的一个敬畏或害怕。
I'm not talking about like scary movies and everybody's running away from the bad guy because they're afraid. Ah, he's gonna get me, right? I'm not talking about that.
这边提到对神的害怕，不是像恐怖电，就是恐怖片里面我们要逃离那个杀人魔那样子的害怕。
I'm talking about a goodness, a fear of His goodness, His glory, His holiness that only makes us get down on our knees and worship.
这边提到的害怕其实是所谓的敬畏，是对神的圣洁、神的完美所感到的敬畏，那种程度是要到我们愿意跪下来 来向神敬拜。
Because God is holy and I am not.
因为我们知道神是圣洁，而我们并不是。
But it doesn't stop there.
但是并没有停在这边。
Like he invited Moses into his holy presence, he invites anyone who calls the name of Jesus.
就如同神，向摩西显现，邀请他进入神的同在。神今天也邀请每一个呼求耶稣基督的人，能够进入他的同在。
But we mustn't lose that respect of who he is, that separation, because in his holiness, he is separate from creation.
但是我们千万不能忘了神的圣洁，然后我们是必须要分别为圣，才能进入他的同在。
There is no rope attached to God that we can pull him down to our level.
并没有一个绳子可以让我们绑在神的脚上，我们可以把它拉下来，拉到跟我们同样一个程度。
But there is a hand reaching down to us that is pulling us up to him.
相反的是神。其实他的手是伸下来，要把我们拉上、提上去，能够达到他的程度。
And that's the work of Jesus Christ.
那这条路、这条道路就是耶稣基督。
By our own efforts, we fail.
如果我们要凭自己的努力来回到神的面前，我们是失败的。
And I thank God I don't live in the time of the past before Jesus.Not that it was horrible or wrong, but I'm thankful that I live in today's new covenant with Jesus.
在耶稣基督来之前，那有很多的献祭，有很多的仪式，但并不是说那些神定下来的是不好的。但是我感谢神，我们活在现在，活在耶稣基督来了以后的时代。
Because when God brought His presence to Israel in the middle of the camp, in the tabernacle, right? The priests were supposed to serve Him and consecrate themselves, cleanse themselves.
那在当时还在献祭的时代，耶稣神就是神在就当时的神所拣选的祭司要进入至圣所的时候，他们必须先自洁。
And if they did something wrong or in the wrong way,They would die.
如果他们进入至圣所之前，他们没有先自洁、先认罪、先献祭，然后他们有做了一些事，他们有犯了一些错，但他们就此就直接进入至圣所的话，他们会立刻遭到击杀。
The Holy of Holies.
至圣所
was the place where God dwelt in His temple.
是当时就是神与以色列人同在的一个地方。
It's even said in historical documents that they might tie a rope to the foot of a priest just in case something went wrong when they entered into the Holy of Holies that one time a year.
所以当时至圣所是祭司要献祭，然后进到与神同在的地方。那他们甚至在经文上的记载，就是那些祭司进去前，他们的脚上要绑一根绳子，然后当他们走进去之后。就是绑绳的原因是，如果他们被击杀的话，就可以用绳子把他们拖出来。
So if they died, they could be pulled out.
就如果他们死了，就用就是用那个绑着他们的绳子把他们拉出来。
Do we understand the holiness of God?
我们真正了解神的圣洁了吗？
Because even a priest who's consecrated, cleansed, if did something wrong in his presence, would die because of his imperfection.
因为即便是神所拣选的这个祭司，如果他没有自洁，把自己分别为圣，然后就进去朝见神的话，然后他连这样子的人都会被击杀。
That is why I am so thankful for the new covenant through Jesus Christ.
这就是为什么我特别感恩，就是透过耶稣基督与神与我们所定的一个新所立的一个新约。
Because I'm afraid I would fall down dead before even entering into the tabernacle walls.
那其实我更担心的是，就是凭我自己的话，我可能不要说进到至圣所，就是要进入圣殿之前，我可能就已经被击杀倒死在那边了。
The next picture shows the paradox answered.
那下一这张图片就是在就是神的圣洁跟我们的不圣洁这个矛盾当中，神所为我们预备的一条路。
As told and prophesied thousands of years ago, before Jesus came, the answer was already coming. God was going to be present with us. God was going to be the one that is the Savior.
那早在耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上的几千年前，神早就已经预言了也预备了这条救恩的道路，就是神他自己会来到我们当中，与我们同在。
Because of what Jesus did on the cross, we are now God's temple.
也因为耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上，为我们死在十字架上，然后为我们复活，我们现在我们的肉身就是神的殿。
We do not have to enter once a year into the Holy of Holies as a priest and just hope that we do it right.
我们不用再每年一次要进入至圣所，走到至圣所里面，然后进去之前心里还在期望，希望我没有做错什么。
Because when he died, that curtain was torn.
因为当耶稣死在十字架上的时候，至圣所的外面那个帘子、那个幕就从中间分成两半。
Showing that through Jesus, anybody who trusts in Jesus and asks him for forgiveness of sins may enter the Holy of Holies.
这也就是在告诉我们预表，告诉我们当任何人呼求耶稣的名，认自己的罪，然后接受他的救恩，我们就可以进入，就好像已经进入了至圣所，可以经历与神的同在。
And like I said, God is holy and I am not.
就像刚提到的，神是圣洁，我们不是。
Through his hand reaching out to us, we become holy because he is holy.
但是借由神向我们所伸出的手，就是耶稣基督，我们可以也成为圣洁，因为他是圣洁。
Did you hear that?
大家有听到吗？
We become holy because he is holy.
我们能够成为圣洁，因为他是圣洁。
Can I get an amen?
我可以听到大家说阿们吗？
Because I am so thankful.
我非常的感恩。
That it's not up to me.
我并不是要以凭自己来得到。
That we can be in God's presence because he gave the way.
我们可以经历神的同在，是因为他预备了这条路。
And it is nothing that I deserve.
这并不是我配得的。
But it's out of his grace and love that we can be in his holy presence.
这是出于神的怜悯以及对我们的爱，我们可以经历他的同在。
This is why you can leave here today with encouragement and hope.
就是为什么当今天我们离开的时候，我们是可以是有鼓励，被鼓励的，是有盼望的。
The problem is solved.
因为我们所不能解决的问题，神解决了。
Hebrews 10:5-10 in closing says this.
在希伯来书十章五到十节里面有提到。
Therefore, when he came into the world, he said, "Sacrifice and offering you did not desire, but a body you have prepared for me." In burnt offerings and sacrifices for sin, you had no pleasure. Then I said, Behold, I have come. In the volume of the book, it is written of me to do your will, O God. Previously saying, Sacrifice and offering, burnt offerings and offerings for sin you did not desire, nor had pleasure in them, which are offered according to the law. Then he said, Behold, I have come to do your will, O God. He takes away the first, that he may establish the second. By that will we have been sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
经文在投影幕上。
God took care of it for us.
神为我们解决了这个问题。
Anyone, everyone who is a sinner has the opportunity to know this holy God.
任何一个罪人都可以有这样的机会来认识我们的神。
And we can enter into his holy presence without worry because our holiness is Jesus' holiness.
我们可以进入神圣洁的同在而不用担心被击杀因为我们的圣洁是从耶稣而来就是耶稣的圣洁。
So be excited.
所以大家应该要感到高兴。
Be thankful.
要很激动也感恩。
Be amazed.
要很 amazed.很惊奇
that God, who is perfect and holy, wants to be with you and wants you in His presence.
我们那完美又圣洁的神，他想要你我与他同在，能够进入到他的同在当中。
And the Bible says we can come boldly before the throne of grace.
然后圣经里面提到，我们可以坦然无惧的来到他的施恩宝座前。
So if we understand God's holiness.How should we as Christians today be living?
如果我们现在真正的了解、意识到神的圣洁，我们身为基督徒，我们现在应该要来过怎么样的生活呢？
Our scripture reading in Leviticus 19 told us, God said, "Be holy, because I am holy."
我们今天一开始的读的经文，在利未记的十九章二节里面提到，神要我们要圣洁，因为神是圣洁的。
So church.Understand.
弟兄姐妹，我们要来了解。
Holiness is defined by God Himself.
圣洁的定义是神亲自来定义的。
We are not holy by our own doing.
我们凭自己所做的，我们自己并不是圣洁。
We are holy because of Jesus' sacrifice for us on the cross.
我们能够成为圣，我们能够成圣，是因为耶稣为我们死在十字架上。
So be blessed. Be thankful.
要知道自己是蒙福的，要感恩。
And that is why we should be telling everyone about this awesome God who loves them.
这也是为什么我们要让所有人都能来认识我们这位这么好的全能的神。
Because imperfection cannot be in His holy presence.
因为不完美。并不能进入他圣洁的同在。
But by grace we've been saved through faith.
但是靠着恩典，我们可以因信得救，称义。
Let's pray.
我们一起来祷告。
Holy God.
圣洁的神啊。
I'm afraid that I often don't fear and respect you the way that I should.
我认罪，有时候我没有真正的，就是应照着我配得的来敬畏你。
I sometimes take for granted, Lord, your perfection.
有时候我把你的圣，我把你的完全完美当作理所当然。
And sometimes God might look to my imperfection as perfection.
以至于我有时候把我自己的不完美。甚至都把它看成完美。
Compared to you, I am ruined.
当我仰望你的时候，我发觉到我自己的无力。
God, as your church, help us to understand your holiness.
神啊，求你来帮助我们，我们的教会来认识到你的圣洁。
That we too are called to live holy because you are. Holy.
我们被你 所招要来过圣洁的生活，因为你是圣洁的神。
Lord, as we continue to unpack holiness this year, help us to look inside our hearts and lives to see where we are coming short in our understanding of it.
主啊，当我们教会继续在这一年，我们来经历、来寻求圣洁、你的圣洁的时候，你帮助我们看到我们自己的内心，审视自己的内心，看到我们所不足的、远远不足的地方。
Forgive us, God.
也求你原谅我们。
But thank you, God.
我们也感谢你。
That you did it for us.
你为我们预备了一条道路。
That it's not by my holiness that I can be in your presence. It's by your holiness sacrificing yourself for me that I can be there.
感谢你，并不是凭着我自己所做的自以为圣洁能够来到你面前，而是因着你的耶稣基督的牺牲所成就的圣洁，让我们可以进入你的同在。
Healthy repentance, God, bring salvation.
主，你的你的牺牲，然后我们的愿意悔改来接受，带给了救恩。
But worldly guilt condemns.
但是这属世的这个罪恶感会来咒诅，会来责备我们。
So Jesus, thank you that even though we can feel shameful and guilty and sad about what we've done, you say that you forgive us, that you love us, that we are valued, that we are loved.
虽然我们会自责，会有愧疚，但是感谢神，你告诉我们，我们是被爱的，我们是被你来拯救的，然后你爱我们。
Help us to understand a healthy fear of who you are, Holy God.
帮助我们可以有正确的对你感到敬畏，然后以至于我们可以真正的来认识你。
And help us to tell the world that they have hope too in you, Jesus.
帮助我们能够告诉这世界，把你在你里面有盼望。
Thank you, God.
感谢神。
Amen.
Amen.